It's the Mornings with Ed show, and always glad when we have a really cool band in studio. And this is one of those occasions from Austin, Texas. And we are really delighted to have Zane Ruttenberg, lead singer, songwriter for the band Thanks Light. Zane has got some brand new music that you're hearing here for the first time. So please, Laguna Beach, welcome to our beautiful Julie Lawton Studios in the beautiful city of Laguna Beach. Thanks Light.
And all your children will be all that there is left. So spend your days in pleasant ways, standing in sunlight. The light shine upon this world will refract inside. Those bones you have that turn to ash are made of stardust. And to my eyes, my mother gave to me, see, unjust. Upon this land, let's raise our hands to skies and outcry. For we must stand together now, or surely we'll die. In lands unchecked, our children's bones will all feel dark tones. In lands unchecked, we'll fall apart beneath these.
That song is called Bones and Ash. You're hearing it here for the very first time anywhere. And that is Zane Ruttenberg, lead singer, songwriter from Thanks Light, a band from Austin, Texas. Let's hear something else brand new that you're hearing here, I guess, for the first time. Spirit to the Lord, Body to the Earth. This is Zane Ruttenberg and Thanks Light.
All right.
And my body will go back to the earth, feed the flowers and the trees and the dirt for all its worth. Yeah, to the oceans and the rivers and the dirt. My fingers that are strung in this verse, my voice that sings these words that I worked for all its worth. As my body crumbles back to the earth, now don't get scared, sick, sad, or cold. My someday soon my soul return, then dance all right on back onto the Lord. As my ooh. angel, a golden ringlet held. In my demise, the one that I speak of was my best love so well. Down south to white lands down under, I saw the fire bloom gates. She led me up north to black lands of wonder. I sealed my pearly fate. It's too late now.
From the band Thanks Light from Austin, Texas, that is Zane Ruttenberg, and that song was Spirit to the Lord, Body to the Earth, brand new music that no one else is hearing, but we're hearing it for the first time right here. I'm going to give you something else called American Hamburger. We're going to have Zane come in here. We're going to talk for just a couple of seconds. This is American Hamburger. From the band Thanks Light from Austin, Texas, Zane Ruttenberg in studio. Hey, man, good stuff. 3 for 3.
Thank you. Appreciate it.
Pretty
Very
good.
Very much.
Right?
Yeah.
Well, welcome in this morning. How are you?
I'm doing great.
Good.
Beautiful
good.
Day.
Yeah. Yeah, it is beautiful.
Beautiful place.
And you have a great spot in the sunshine.
Oh,
so, yeah.
Right there next to these iconic windows. I love them.
Yeah, right on. Thank you. Well, thank you for coming in. Austin, Texas, huh?
Oh, yeah.
All right. How long have you been out here?
I've been out in LA for a couple days.
All right.
I'm playing a couple shows up the coast.
Right.
Tomorrow night, I'm in Ojai.
Right. And you're in San Francisco on Friday.
I'm in San Francisco at Hotel Utah on Friday. That's
right.
Correct.
Right.
Yeah. And flew in, what was it, 2 nights ago?
Right.
Hanging out with my uncle in Culver City.
Right.
Kicking it.
Now, Austin is a huge music scene in and of itself. Give me the comparisons, Austin to LA.
Oh, boy. Austin kind of, I haven't gotten to see as much of the local scene in LA as I would like.
Right.
But I would say.
Well, because you're always playing.
Yeah.
Right.
True. I would say you kind of get a little more country and folk stuff in Austin, just a little bit. But LA is just great because it's so eclectic. You just never know what you're going to get. And I love that. Kind of keeps you on the edge of your seat.
Right.
There's a lot of innovation going on here where I feel like Austin, you're going to get a lot more like roots music and like kind of stuff that's pulling from that.
So right.
I'd say those are kind of the major differences, but that's very, very broad strokes.
Well, I certainly appreciate a good answer to that, man. Sure. I asked a good question and I thought, oh, that's a great answer, dude.
All right.
So Bones and Ash, the first song we heard was called Bones and Ash.
Bones and Ash.
Tell me about that song.
This record, the record that we're putting out deals with a lot of kind of, I grew up in South Texas and, very biblical, like lots of gospel stuff going on there. And so this record kind of pulls from all the very common themes and tropes you're going to see throughout like kind of gospel music, but it's kind of trying to bring it more to like a modern era, but blending it with psychedelia and outlaw country.
It's like a drunken gospel.
Yeah, precisely. Drunken gospel. That's kind of what I've been calling it. Drunken gospel or psychedelic country. It's kind of been my genre go-to descriptor of this record.
Right.
But yeah, very, very much pulling from kind of the Americana roots, folk, outlaw country, gospel, and Bones and Ash kind of pulls from the biblical themes that kind of come with that.
Right. As I was listening to the song, I'm thinking, well, man, this is a mutation of a bunch of stuff here, man. It's like, I mean this positively.
I know, I love it.
Mutant country, man.
It is, yeah, exactly. Mutant country, indeed.
The second song we heard, Spirit to the Lord, Body to the Earth.
Right.
Tell me about that.
So that one, again, kind of pulling back from lots of big themes of death on this record.
Cheer up, man.
You know, yeah. But this one kind of took a new spin on it. It, again, took the whole gospel theme, but brought the idea of reincarnation into it. So the whole song, introduces, it basically, it tells the story of reincarnation using biblical like textures and rather gospel textures, I guess is really what I'm trying to get at. And yeah, so that's kind of the whole, I'd say a quick 5 second take on that song.
All right. And when you decided to sit down and obviously you didn't decide to write, but I'm sure it came to you and as you're writing this, you're thinking, wow, my theme is now becoming focused.
Yeah. Right. The thing is, it's funny. I love outlaw country and have been listening to it for a long time. And I grew up around a lot of it and kind of didn't really fall as head over heels in love, smitten with it as until my like, early 20s.
Right.
And it, for me, like country was always kind of like that, you know, Garth Brooks, like Brooks and Dunn kind of stuff.
Right.
And then I discovered, you know, Jerry Jeff Walker and Waylon Jennings and Willie Nelson and Roger Miller and all those guys.
Right.
And I mean, also Patsy Cline and, Dolly Parton. And I was just like, oh, my God, this is like so different than the kind of like, you know, top 40s country you're hearing.
Right, right.
And it has just so much more soul. And also it has so much roots in Austin, which is just great to me. So, you know, I actually work on Sixth Street for my day job and a lot of stuff happened there throughout the outlaw. Apparently, Jerry Jeff Walker had a studio that he was always mixing up a can of trash can punch ready to record some music. I don't know if you've heard his stuff, but it's has a very inebriated feel to it. I kind of was very much drawing on that with this record and like much of, you know, a lot of the themes.
I really enjoyed American Hamburger.
Thank you.
I really enjoyed that.
That's the name of the record that we're about to put out in August, and the song we heard was called Pig.
Okay.
That's the song
I heard. I'm sorry.
Yeah. No.
Okay.
All good. We did it on the fly.
So the LP or the EP is called American Hamburger.
That's correct. Yeah.
And I heard the song I enjoyed just now was Pig.
Yes, sir.
Tell me about that.
That song pulls from our a little political right. in there.
Some
hints at the current political climate. Kind of a call of unity, but also has some references to Animal Farm in there as well. So
right.
it's kind of got a couple of things blended in there. And also there's a reference to a friend of mine whose song I really love, and he's successfully licensed it for a Corona commercial.
All right.
Which is great. His name's Jesse Woods, and the song's called Gold in the Air. So there's a little double entendre with the name of his song in there as well. So
right on.
Yeah.
Right
lots
on.
Of good stuff.
And I really need to know about your duct tape shirt. What's the story with a duct tape shirt, man?
Oh, man, the duct tape shirt. I bought, I don't know, I think I had some, like, brochure that came in the mail. Because back in the day, there wasn't, you know, you had dial-up and you had, like, LimeWire and all that stuff. But,
right.
you know, I was a kid of the dial-up era. And, you know, we would get our media through brochures and magazines and, you know, Guitar Player. And,
right.
you know, that's how I'd learn about my new favorite band. And I just got this art magazine, and that shirt was in the back of it. And for some reason, I decided that I really wanted that shirt, and it was way too big for me. And then I have 5 shirts from when I was like 10 that were too big for me, and I just held on to, and they just like suddenly
time.
One day they fit, and I was like, oh god, this shirt's great. And I'm
25
shirt,
now.
Yeah, 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 exactly. Yeah, filling into that man weight kind of really helped. But I got that shirt in like some art brochure from like I don't know from like a mall. I don't know. But managed to hang on to it forever. It's just beaten to crap, and I love it, and super comfortable. And I mean, for pretty much the recording of this record, I basically just wore sweatpants and just like old shirts the whole time.
Right
and
on.
Just had to, you know, nobody's really seeing me except for all those Polaroids we all took.
That's okay. All right. If you're just joining us, we're speaking to Zane Ruttenberg, singer-songwriter with the band Thanks Light from Austin, Texas. A brand new project called American Hamburger. We've heard a few great songs from that. How do we find you on social media?
Oh, we're all over the social medias. We got our webpage. We got our Instagrams, the Facebooks, the Twitters. Pretty much anywhere and everywhere you would probably look to find us.
So we just go to Thanks Light anywhere?
Yeah, right. luckily, our name is very Googleable. It's
right.
something that I had never anticipated until I started finally building out all this stuff, and I would just search it to see if it came up, and I was like, wow, okay, well, that's lucky.
I would describe it as Thanks Light, cool, drunken gospel, but less filling.
Yeah.
Is that about
yeah,
it?
Yeah.
Where'd you come up with the name Thanks Light, by the way? Where'd Thanks Light come up, man?
Oh, man. So when I was a freshman at the University of Texas, I wrote, this is so cheesy, but I wrote a poem called Thanks Light. And the poem was like this terrible, like, freshman poem. But I liked the name.
Right.
And it was kind of like, I wrote a little poem to the star that I was hanging out beneath. It was like keeping me company. So I was thanking the star.
Right.
And so, that's kind of where the name came from. And, I liked it. It kind of stuck with it. It had this like kind of like new age, like psychedelic feel to it. So I was like, all right, yeah, this works.
Not cheesy at all.
Yeah,
all right. Zane Ruttenberg, thanks for coming in today, man.
Yeah, of course. Happy to be here.
Hey, man, we'll look forward to seeing you again.
Yeah.
All right, the band is Thanks Light. Look for them.